Officials in this country have expressed frustration that no matter how tough U.S. rules on air travel may be, foreign airports fall far behind. What we now take for granted in the way of background checks, gate security, and onboard rules do not necessarily apply overseas. Josh Romanow is an airline security expert based in Washington, D.C. He says one major area of weakness at international airports is technology.
A lot of the third world governments do not have the actual technology to process the reservation background checks or to handle some of the technological issues associated with passenger screening and airport screening and some of the more routine safety processes that you see in the U.S. and in Europe.
Are there specific problems?
Yes. Certainly the computer technology, the actual technological process to take reservations well in advance and then to compare them with watch lists and databases. And there are also privacy issues. You have seen a great deal of whining from some of our friends in Europe about privacy issues and how far should we go to check the backgrounds of passengers making reservations and comparing them to government watch lists and looking for potential security threats. And we've seen that just over this past weekend, you know, where you saw a lot of, you know, discussion in the French media that it was the U.S. that was going overboard.
You're speaking of the cancellation of those Air France flights.
The U.S. government, and rightly so, takes these threats, these specific terrorist threats, very, very seriously. And, you know, other governments should be doing the same. Now, certainly, most airports have trying to bring their standards into line with U.S. examples. But a good example of this is I was recently in London at London Gatwick. I was flying back to the U.S., and they asked me to, and all passengers boarding the aircraft to the U.S., to stand on a mark and have our facial images digitally scanned, and they stored it, and they were doing it for everyone. That's something that is done in the U.K. that may not be done in all other countries, and so it may vary from country to country. Some countries may be more stringent than others, and others more lax.
Is there also a distinction between the airports in the major hubs and the major urban centers and some of the regional airports? The 9/11 attacks highlighted a weakness in airport security here in the U.S., that the smaller regional airports, which connect with the major hubs, did not have the same level of security as some of the larger cities. Is that also true overseas?
That's an excellent point. It is very important that the large major international hubs rescreen passengers that are transiting through their hubs to the U.S., especially when they're arriving from other countries, and especially countries, you know, second and third world countries. It is something that is starting to be done. It needs to be a universally accepted procedure. When I made a connection at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris from another European point, I was rescreened again at Charles de Gaulle, and I think all airports should do that. It should be, you know, a process that when you are boarding any aircraft to the U.S., you need to go through screening.
There are cases where governments have the will but not the means to ramp up security. And so to what degree should the U.S. provide an incentive, perhaps even a financial incentive or a penalty, to encourage or force foreign airports and foreign airlines to tighten security measures?
I think they should apply both the carrot and the stick. Congress should pass legislation to allow grants or loans for upgraded security systems. I think the DHS should work with and the Department of State should work with its counterparts overseas. And the most ironic thing is that the U.S. government goes after foreign carriers for violations of deceptive advertising, you know, for bait-and-switch advertising, for consumer safety issues. But when real safety and real security is concerned, they haven't been as aggressive, and they need to focus on that now.
Mr. Romanow, thank you so much.
A pleasure.
Josh Romanow is a travel law attorney and an airline security expert in Washington, D.C.